Timmit's fellow burn men were so awed by his choice of an eye that they promptly named him a Red Hand, which seemed to be some sort of war chief.
"I wonder what their king burned off," Tyrion said to Bronn when he heard the tale.
Grinning, the sellsword had tugged at his crutch. But even Bronn kept a respectful tongue around Timmit. If a man was mad enough to put out his own eye, he was unlikely to be gentle to his enemies. Distant watchers peered down from towers of unmortared stone as the party descended through the foothills, and once Tyrion saw a raven take wing. Where the high road twisted between two rocky outcrops, they came to the first strong point. A low earthen wall, 4 feet high, closed off the road, and a dozen crossbowmen manned the heights. Tyrion halted his followers, out of range, and rode to the wall alone.
"Who commands here?" he shouted up.
The captain was quick to appear, and even quicker to give them an escort when he recognized his lord's son. They trotted past blackened fields and burned holdfasts, down to the riverlands and the green fork of the Trident. Tyrion saw no bodies, but the air was full of ravens and carrion crows. There had been fighting here, and recently.